So let's move on to the Swampy Nethers.
The dishes don't do themselves. The bed doesn't magically get made. We don't have a magic elf to put all your clothes away. Hey.
I am not your private chef. I am not the maid, but I am your personal reviewer. This song is kind of charming, but it sort of hits one groove and stays there for too long through the verses and through the choruses and through pretty much all 3 minutes of the song. I think it's good. I think it's fine. But like after listening to it, I'm questioning whether or not I actually enjoy music at all.
Oh,
I'm not sure. This could be again after 80 songs or whatever. But you know, do I really? Does music improve my life or does it not? And I'm not sure.
I come from this East Village scene, right? And one of the big bands that came out of the scene that I'm a part of is the Moldy Peaches, right? And this sounds a ton like the Moldy Peaches. And I'm going to say something that might get me kicked out of this same scene is that I don't like the Moldy Peaches. It might get me lynched out there because, trust me, they worship Moldy Peaches over there. But
yeah, Chumpy, what's your opinion of the Moldy Peaches?
I know not of the Moldy Peaches, so...
That's the thing. He just dropped this as if we all know. We all know the Moldy Peaches, right?
I'm not as cool as Nivius, though.
Have you ever seen the movie Juno?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the Moldy Peaches.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that song from Juno, Anywhere Else But You. That's the Moldy Peaches.
Ah, it's and like twee indie rock.
Right, and if you ever see, there's a great documentary called Meet Me in the Bathroom, which is all about the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Interpol and LCD Sound System and the Strokes. The first 10 minutes is about the Moldy Peaches and the rock scene that I'm came from, or yeah, or are still somehow embroiled in.
Until this gets out, that you're not. Yeah.
But yeah, so it definitely has that same type of twee indie feel, and I'm not a big fan, so I wasn't a that big fan of the Swampy Nethers. So I do love use of the word swampy.
I like to think of this song as sort of a self-help tonic, and I imagine the writers writing this to their children, and like I do a lot of these things, like I treat people as my personal maid. I enjoyed this for the sentiment, and like I kind of like this sort of twee indie sound. I don't like it when it gets stripped down to just like a singer and a ukulele. When it gets to like G and U, that's when I sort of rebel against this sort of thing. But for me, this is fine. I wouldn't quite vote for it. I just think because, as Ryan said, it's sort of samey all the way through, but it's nice.